Hi, this is Jim Brown. I'm the president of Tech Clarity, and today I have the chance to speak with Rob Fisher. Rob is a director of marketing for Madison Electric Products, and he recently won the Spike Award for manufacturing. His company has set up a really innovative center to capture ideas from the contractors that they work with and deliver some really innovative products. So I'm here to congratulate you, first of all, for the award, and then hope you can share some of your story with us today.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. We really appreciate the recognition, and we look forward to working with you guys in the future. One of the opportunities we saw when we were developing the Sparks Innovation Center was that we wanted to be relevant in our industry. We're a smaller company, and we were looking to really introduce relevant new products to our industry. And to be honest with you, I can barely wire up an electrical box or do something like that. So who am I to say, hey, here's a great new product for, you know, the electricians working in the trades? I really have no idea. And we realized immediately that we wanted to crowdsource our new product development. We wanted to get the guys that are, you know, out, you know, have their feet on the street, building these houses, building these office parks that are really, you know, they're challenged every day because no two jobs are the same. So they're always being challenged with, you know, this doesn't fit right. I need to come up with a solution. I wish I had a better tool to tighten this quicker. I need a way to make my job more efficient so I can make more money on the job. So we put together the site, the Sparks Innovation Center, where these electricians can actually go online and submit their ideas to us. And one of the really neat things is we've actually helped them bring to market probably about six products that we've launched so far through the Sparks Innovation Center. We got about another six or seven on the table.
That's fantastic. And when you decided to do crowdsourcing, why did you choose social media to reach out to the contractors, to your customers?
There's a couple reasons. You know, when I first started here a couple years ago, you know, Madison Electric Products has been in business for over 80 years. It's been a really great company. Nice, even growth, and with new ownership, they really wanted to grow aggressively and really make an impact in the industry. They brought me on as a marketing person, and one of the things we're going through, and I think a lot of industries are, is we're really starting to encounter a multi-generational workforce. You know, a majority of the people in the electrical industry are the baby boomers, and they're getting ready to retire and move out of the industry, and meanwhile, we have this new young crop of young professionals coming up. We really wanted to set ourselves up to be able to communicate with them the way they want to be communicated with. So we're like, through this crowdsourcing initiative and through our social media programs and, you know, the different platforms we use, you know, even though 2 years ago there weren't a lot of people in our industry using it, but we knew that we needed to be first in our industry to have a really successful program to really embrace these young professionals coming into the industry.
That's really interesting, Rob. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about the program. How did it, you know, how did it run? What was the response that you got, and you know, what did you learn as you went through the process?
You know, as I mentioned before, you know, we started thinking about how we're going to release relevant new products to the industry. We're at a local trade show here about 3 years ago here in Cleveland, and we ran into this gentleman from Long Island, and he had this really unique line of outlet boxes, plastic adjustable depth outlet boxes that he had patented. He designed them himself. He had actually gone into manufacturing. He and his wife were, you know, basically the company. But he really didn't know how to get it out into the market. He didn't have the marketing engine or the sales or the distribution force to really get it out there. So we actually partnered with him, and he was really like the first guy in the Sparks Innovation Center. And we kind of built the program around that relationship that we built with this electrician to help get his products into the market. And that's kind of how we started.
What technology or sites did you use to enable the Sparks Innovation Center? Is it something you built yourself, or did you have some help?
We built it ourselves. I believe we used some like open source program, SQL Server type stuff. I don't know a lot of the technical stuff behind building the website. But the electrician goes on, and we have some forms on there. And one of the things we knew immediately were that these inventors and these electricians are somewhat protective of their ideas. You know, a lot of them, you know, they're, you know, jeans and work boots kind of guys. They don't want to come into an office building, sit around with a bunch of suits and attorneys and stuff like that. And Madison's a very cards-on-the-table type company, so we're very open and upfront with them throughout the whole process. And we don't ask them for any information that might give away exactly what their product is, but it gives us enough to say, okay, you know what, a hydraulic wheel balancer really doesn't fit our wheelhouse here at Madison, so we probably won't move forward with his idea. We do contact him and try and help him in the right direction. But so through all these different questions, we kind of narrow it down to will it fit, and then our next step after that, we give them a call, we ask them if they got any prototypes or drawings, send those in, and then the really neat thing we do that I think really validates our products before they even hit the market is we have a contractor forum we host here every 6 to 8 weeks of electricians, contractors, and inspectors, and we show them. We're like, hey, here's 10 new products that are from your peers. What do you think? You know, is it useful? Is something going to use any day? And one of the things that really comes up is they're like, will I take something out of my toolbox or out of my tool bucket to put this in there? You know, because, I mean, that's their lifeblood is that tool bucket. And so we really, you know, we document those forms really well and ask them what they would pay for it. You know, if it's made out of aluminum, would you pay more? And so, you know, once we launch the product, it's really already been validated by our target customer.
Yeah, I was really impressed when you talked about this at the Spark Awards that you had that combination of using, you know, the crowdsourcing and social media, but you also had sort of the in-person focus group aspect to really get the personal touch. And I think a lot of initiatives have that that interesting combination of new world and old world.
Yeah, it was really important for us because, like I said, most of the people here, the president, myself, even some of our product managers and stuff, they're not really in the field. They don't know what these electricians are doing every day. You know, so we had this one project that came in. It was a thing to help as you're pulling wire so the wire doesn't get tangled. Really cool idea. We redesigned it, made it real kind of sexy and swoopy. We showed it to everybody. And what it ended up was it was such a niche product that we really ended up not moving forward with it because all the electricians were like, yeah, I might use that maybe, you know, once or twice a year. And chances are I'm not going to spend $90 on a product that I'm going to use once or twice a year. You know, so it's helping us make smarter decisions and to ultimately help us, you know, really kind of make the electrician's life a little easier, a little more efficient.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And making products that, you know, A will make their lives easier, B they'll use, and C they're willing to pay you for, which is perfect.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about the results? You mentioned that you already have some products out and some products in the pipeline. Maybe tell us a little bit about the results and what next steps you've got.
Yeah, sure. Let's see here. We have about 6 on the market that have been brought through the Sparks Innovation Center. I want to say we have another 6 or 7 that are in the development process. And we're getting on average, I'd say, maybe two submissions a week from our contractors and electricians that kind of follow us on our social channels. So having enough idea, it's actually come to the point now where we can actually be a little more selective. You know, it took a while for the, you know, I say it took a couple months for the program to really get some traction and stuff. But I think once, you know, electrician says, hey, you know, my buddy just scored a deal with Madison, and they were really cool about it. They were down to earth. They didn't want to buy my patent. They didn't want to own me. I got to kind of set the rules for the deal. And, you know, that's the best kind of promotion you want is these electricians telling their buddies. That's the most powerful, that word of mouth promotion. So that's been really successful. And we just had a deal with a guy out of Chicago, invented this contraption you put on a box when you're pulling wire. And we just kind of secured some test markets with one of the national retail chains. So we called him into the office and we're talking to him and we're like, hey, we're getting it in this national retail chain. And this guy's probably 50, 60 years old. He's kind of, you know, getting out of the electrical market. And he had tears in his eyes, you know, that this tool that he made just to help himself, and he made some for his buddies, you know, and now all of a sudden we're kind of helping him, you know, make his dreams come true, you know, and that's one of the really satisfying things that Madison has been focusing on is we're really trying to move the industry forward. Of course, we want to build our brand and grow our sales and grow our company, but we also feel we have a responsibility in an older industry to move it forward and to try and help people get involved in social media and, you know, help these inventors get their ideas out there of the products that actually make a difference.
Well, Rob, that's great. And I think it shows that, you know, one of the best things about community is the fact that you're in the community and you're there for the success of everybody as well as for the success of Madison Electric products. So with that, congratulations again on the Spike Award for Manufacturing. The Spike Awards were for the use of social computing and social media in product innovation and product development. We just heard a great example, and thank you again for taking the time to share it with us.
No, thank you. Very honored.